God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. And by now, you should have already received your ebook from me, The 7 Deadly Mistakes. I want you to stay tuned. Keep an eye on your inbox and or by phone. I'll keep you up to date when we're going to start our four-week teleconference concerning the book to give you deeper depths and greater revelation. The Lord says unto thee that he says, don't fall into jealousy. Because that's a trick of the enemy, and that's how he would try to bring an attack. And yet God says, don't place too much importance on friendships, because they can be troublesome, saith the Lord of hosts. You're going to begin to find that the Lord says, begin to build your faith. Build your faith. And out of this, you're going to come into a season of greater confidence. For the Lord says the enemy will try to attack you in the area of whining. He will try to attack in the area of gossip. And yet the Lord says that you must not allow the words of others to bring you down or to disturb you when you get caught up in the gossip. For the Lord says, do not take on a defeated nature or cause yourself to become withdrawn. And yet God says, information and communication is where the attack will come. And so the Lord says, in that, you got to watch what you hear and make the discerning decision on what you're going to believe in all that you hear, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For the Lord says unto thee that the enemy will also try to attack in the area of moodiness. He will try to attack in the area where you can end up wasting your time on trivial matters. He will try to attack you in the area of self-indulgence. He would try to attack in the areas of feelings of depression or self-pity. And yet God says unto thee that you must stay focused and not allow these things to happen. Another area that the enemy would try to attack you in, and these are just the plans of the enemy to try to break your focus. And so you want to use wisdom in that. One another area that the enemy would try to attack you in would be nervousness or paranoia. And you must stay focused that you do not allow these things to have their place in you. And lastly, the enemy will try to attack you again in the area where you're wasting time and too much socializing and just around people, and that are just wasting your time. I want you to begin to prepare your heart and listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Sister Lisa. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be some sort of books or something that you're going to be writing, and I'm hearing God say for you to prepare yourself, because God says that there's much on the inside of you. I'm hearing God say that partners shall come forth, the financial blessings shall appear as well, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Lisa. I just hear the word of the Lord saying there's like some type of destruction going on around you. I don't know if it's the job is restructuring, but everything feels shaky and you're not certain as to what is going to happen to you or what is actually happening and why it's happening. God says to don't concern yourself about the what and the why. Continue focusing on Him, and no hair on your head shall be touched. And that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you, Sister Lisa. I just hear God saying that He is turning things around in your favor, and you're about to go to the top, to the top, to the top. God says, rise up, and this is the season that you are going to rise, and you're going to see the greater you, the greater strength, and the greater confidence that God has placed in you. This is the time that you will see the lioness coming forth. And that's the word of the Lord.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you today, Father God says, be anxious for no good thing. For Father God says, you're coming face to face with the affairs. And I hear Father God saying, this is the favorable season of restoration. I hear Father God saying, He's moving you to glory to glory. And I do hear Father God says, write it down and make it plain, because you're going to publish your book. And your voice is going to be heard through your writings. And that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Sister Lisa Moore. Pray that you have been blessed by the prophets. You're growing spiritually. You're growing in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And as you follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, you're going to know that I am the Lord God that gives thee wisdom to make right decisions for the next 2 to 3 months. For the Lord says you're going to rise up and you're going to stand in Him. And you're going to rise in power and in authority and in ambition and in strength. And you're going to experience success all around thee. And you're going to see that God's going to touch the top of your head. He's going to go down and touch the jawbone area, for He's increasing your vision in this season. Do not be stubborn, but stay focused and heed the voice of the Lord. For you're going to see some endings of some things, but it's going to work out in your favor. For the Lord said there's some things that you need to begin to let go of, because God said, I got new things coming into your life. New things coming into your life. For what seems like an ending, don't interpret it as a loss. What seems like an ending is only a beginning, a birthing of something new. For God said, I got new things that I desire to bring into your life. So be open to all that I bring before thee. Don't hold on to things, but God says, release them and know that, and say simply, Lord, it's all in your hands. You own it all. It all belongs to you. Now, what would you have your servant to do? For the Lord says, favor, favor, favor shall be your portion. For the Lord says, I bring you to a season where in my habitation, where in my presence, I will raise thee up. Oh, smart. I heard God say smart. The smartness in you is about to come forth, and you're going to make smart and wise decisions, for your gift will surely make room for thee. So the Lord says, you're in a season of completions. But all is well, and completion shall bring new beginnings and greater and better things that are in store for thee. Thank you. I look forward to having you on our 4-week seminar, as we're going to be uncovering the 7 deadly mistakes.